for the emergency minutes after takeoff today from Tokyo's international airport. Video shows flames shooting out of one of the plane's engines. The plane returned to the airport and landed safely. None of the 248 people on board were hurt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
One Silicon Valley bigwig doesn't think North Korea is going to be the start of World War III. He thinks it's artificial intelligence. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The SpaceX and Tesla CEO took to Twitter on Monday to share his concerns, not because of North Korea's most recent nuclear test or anything like that. Instead, Elon Musk says that artificial intelligence could lead to a doomsday scenario for humanity. He tweeted that North Korea, quote, should be low on our list of concerns for civilizational existential risk. On the other hand, AI and competition for AI superiority, he says, is the most likely cause of World War III. Not only is Musk worried about the perils of governments competing to achieve AI superiority, he further cautioned that at some point, a sophisticated enough artificial intelligence system could decide to start a war on its own.
New details being released about the mysterious Area 51. Here's Chris Barnes.
For decades, the federal government denied that Area 51 even existed. Then in 2013, the CIA was forced to acknowledge Area 51's exact location in Nevada near Groom Lake, 150 miles north of Las Vegas. Now two UFO hunters have shot crystal clear images from 25 miles away using a super long distance lens. The new images show clear pictures of hangars, storage facilities, roadways, and runways, all on the site of a dry lake bed. The pictures do not show any UFOs or extraterrestrial activity. I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. We'll begin by talking with American Airlines Captain Jim Palmersheim about all the ways American Airlines supports our military and veterans. Then, Air Force Major General Ken Lewis will discuss our Air Force's Reserve Command, and we'll interview the Army football coach, Jeff Munkin. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, Military History, and our Armed America Report. Frontlines of Freedom is proud to be a part of the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact team. They really do great things for our troops with traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress. Yeah, they help NFL players and first responders, too. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to learn all about the great things that American Airlines does for our military and veterans. Captain Jim Palmersheim heads the American's Military and Veterans Program. He's an Army vet. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Jim.
Well, Denny, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jim, since you're an Army vet, you have to be a great guy because all us Army vets are. Tell us about your service. Where, when, why did you join?
Yeah, you bet. So I grew up in Wisconsin and went to Marquette University back in the 80s and always had a real dream to become a pilot, but also a dream to serve and give back to the country. So became part of the ROTC program at Marquette University and was commissioned in 1984 and went on to Fort Rucker, Alabama in flight school and served for about 6 years active duty before coming to American Airlines as a pilot back in 1990.
What kind of things did you fly?
I was really fortunate, Denny. I had an opportunity to start off as a rotary wing guy, flying the Huey helicopter, but transitioned into the intel side, reconnaissance, flying the OV-1D Mohawk and the U-21 reconnaissance aircraft. So really, really had a great, great experience in the military and probably some of the best experiences of my life. And so I'm very, very fortunate now in my position at American to manage our military programs and stay in contact with that community.
I presume you were hired as a pilot, and at some point they saw your military background and your love of that and asked you to move into that position?
Yeah, it was actually pretty unique. As you mentioned, I started as a pilot for American and got promoted to captain for the airline back in 2000. And then, of course, the events of 2001, September 11th, how can we ever forget that day? But you know, really because of those events, it really inspired me to want to give back and do something. And that opportunity came through my wife, who's a fifth grade history teacher. And I happened to be flying for a museum in Fort Worth, the restored Vietnam Huey helicopter. And she actually asked me if I could take it to her school, give the kids a lesson that wasn't found in the textbooks. And so I did that, brought along a couple good friends of mine, one of whom was a retired major general, served in Vietnam. And the experience with those kids was so profound that we just started looking for ways to give back. And a long series of events that transpired, we eventually had the opportunity to take that aircraft around the country. We called it the final journey home and deliver and donate it to the nation through the Smithsonian National Museum of American History for a 30-year exhibit called The Price of Freedom. And that's when I went to American Airlines and I asked if they would help support this mission to get this helicopter to Washington, D.C. And our chairman at the time absolutely jumped on the opportunity and said, this is just the right thing to do. And that's what we did. So for about the next 8 months, I spent my time with American Airlines flying a helicopter around the country. And in April of 2004, we delivered that to the Smithsonian, where it still is largest artifact today in this 30-year exhibit called The Price of Freedom. From that, Denny, I think my chairman at American and all the feedback that we got, it was just so obvious that this was something we needed to continue to do and create a program. So I was actually very fortunate to be on the front end of creating the Veterans Military Program at American Airlines and very proud to manage that program today.
So that's the birth of that program. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing American Airlines support for our military and veterans with Captain Jim Palmersheim. You know, folks, last month while I was at the huge air show event at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, I went on an honor flight for Vietnam vets, and we went on an American Airlines airliner. It was there that I met one of Jim's colleagues and learned about American's program that supports military and veteran people. And that's how I met Jim. Jim, obviously there's a number of things that you guys do. Could you share at least a few of the things that you do to support veterans and military people?
Yeah, you bet, Denny. So probably one of the most impactful things that we do is the Snowball Express. Snowballexpress.org for anyone who wants to learn more about the program. But quite simply, every year we'll donate the use of 12 aircraft. Our flight attendants, pilots all donate their time. And we'll bring in about 2,000 mostly kids, Gold Star families, kids who've lost a parent serving on active duty since 9/11. And we bring them together for 4 days of healing, for letting them know that their sacrifice is not forgotten. And for them, the understanding that there's other children who are going through the same experience. And so they connect in a way that really no one else can. And it's the 11th year coming up. It'll be 9 to 13 December here in Dallas. And a lot of great partners, Gary Sinise and Tony Orlando and Chef Robert Irvine. A lot of great folks come together to give these kids and their moms mostly, sometimes dads too, just a welcome, and to let them know that we care and that we love them and that we're not going to forget. I mentioned Gary Sinise. Gary is a big part of our programs. We're very, very proud to partner with Gary and the Gary Sinise Foundation. We provide travel for the Lieutenant Dan Band to do a number of concerts throughout the world, and we also support Gary's efforts of building technologically adaptive homes for some of our nation's catastrophically wounded service members. We also do an organic program that we support here in Dallas called the American Airlines Skyball. For folks that are interested, it'll be on Veterans Day this year, and that's skyballinfo.com. And quite frankly, it's held at the American Airlines Hangar on the east side of Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. It's a three-day event. We partner with the Medal of Honor recipients, the Medal of Honor Foundation and Society. Of course, Gary Sinise, Tony Orlando. This year, we're proud that the Beach Boys are going to headline the entertainment. But all the proceeds that we raise from Skyball benefit a number of military charitable organizations through a nonprofit that we support called the Air Power Foundation. So it's probably the biggest military event in the country. It's a three-day event, and as I mentioned, we partner with the Medal of Honor Foundation and Society, and we're huge advocates and big supporters at American Airlines of the Medal of Honor Character Development Program, which is in 40 states right now, helping young people understand their roles as citizens through the values reflected by the medal. So throughout the year, any number of things. You had mentioned Oshkosh as an example, and that's a program we're really proud about because this was our sixth year that we had the privilege to fly Vietnam veterans from the air show in Oshkosh to our nation's capital, where they could see the memorial built in their honor and some of the other places that honor their service. But the phone rings just about every day in our program, and we look for ways that we can provide resources to assist and support. And if we can't do it directly, we look to connect organizations with other partners that we've worked with who can help move the ball in a positive direction.
Wow. Jim, I'm so glad that we bumped in and talked about this. Take a minute and just what key points would you like our listeners to take from this conversation?
Take a moment to reflect upon somebody that you know who's serving, maybe a family member, neighbor, colleague, what have you. And, you know, if you can do something to provide some help, some support, some assistance, even if it's just going up to a veteran and shaking their hand and saying thanks for what you do, it all matters. So I think that's the key thing. You don't have to be, you know, a large company to make a difference. It can happen in the smallest of ways, but it's all important. So I think what we're seeing down in Houston right now is reflective of that patriotism, of that citizenship, as people are coming together and making a difference. And that's what this is all about.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Jim, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, but thank you to American Airlines for their great support to the folks that are out there doing what our country needs them to do, those in uniform. Thank you, Jim.
Well, thanks, Danny, for having me on, and thanks for your service as well. I appreciate the opportunity to be on today. Yeah, thank you.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we'll discuss our Air Force Reserve Command with Major General Ken Lewis, and then we'll meet the Army football coach, Jeff Munkin. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Hit the deck and do an easy, slow 50 one-handed push-ups. I want to see you lean and mean. I'll be right back. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty, lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure now to welcome to the show Air Force Major General Ken Lewis. Ken and I met at the Oshkosh Air Show when I emerged from an honor flight that took a bunch of us Vietnam vets to Washington, D.C., and he was part of the welcoming presentation. So welcome to Front Lines of Freedom, General.
Well, thank you. Very, very nice to be here.
Ken, tell us about your military service. When and why did you join the Air Force? How'd that happen?
Wow. So some 33 years ago, I was walking through the halls of Kansas State University, and believe it or not, there was a Marine recruiting booth there, and they had some flying pictures, and I started talking to them. And somewhere in there, my mom and dad said, well, you ought to at least look at the Air Force if you want to fly. So most people go into the military for a lot of different reasons. You know, they go to work on jets, or they go to learn a skill or get an education. And I basically joined because I wanted to fly upside down, pull G's, and have a lot of fun. So it started there. I can tell you I stayed in the Air Force because eventually, I found out that I was part of something much, much bigger than me. You know, serving a cause for liberty and freedom throughout the world is a heck of a thing to be a part of. And somewhere in there, the big guy upstairs pointed that out to me, and I've enjoyed it ever since. And even more than that, I've grown to love the Air Force because it's just filled with people that are serving a cause higher themselves, and they know what it means to sacrifice for that cause, and being around those folks that are very gifted and talented every day has just been a blessing.
I absolutely understand that. You know, and as we're talking, what's going on in Houston, everybody I know in uniform is prepared to go down there and help. They'd like to go. Everybody can't go. There's not room for everybody. They need them doing other things. But virtually everyone I know, probably everyone I've ever talked to on the subject since Houston happened, was ready to go serve.
Yeah, They certainly are. And the Air Force Reserve is down there. Well, they're down there in force. We've got, folks that are flying the helicopters and the pararescue that have the swift water certifications. We've got five crews down there, three helicopters. We have some C-130s that are doing some command and control and refueling those. We sent what we call CCAT teams, or medical teams and air vac teams, are down there. And then some of our emergency action liaison officers are down there as well. So the folks in the reserve are down there both in and out of uniform as much as possible. So you're exactly right. These are some very, very giving, selfless people.
Ken, talk a little bit about your career. What are some of the things you did really that you really enjoyed as a younger officer that sort of convinced you that you'd made a good choice?
Well, that's a great question. We, like I said, we joined the Air Force to go upside down, pull G's, drop bombs, and the good Lord above gave me a KC-135. he knew better than me, probably the best thing that ever happened to me in the world. It taught me to be humble, and it certainly gave me a perspective on life that has been pretty incredible ever since it happened. I spent my first 5 years after pilot training and my combat crew training at Altus Air Force Base, Oklahoma. That's a little base out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And I really kind of grew up there. It was a very, very tight-knit group of people. There wasn't a whole lot of things to do socially, so everybody had to do things together. We went to Desert Shield, Desert Storm together, and that was many, many years ago, and we still have what we call our Altusian reunions. So those relationships I've treasured throughout my career.
I believe that. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing our Air Force Reserve Command with General Ken Lewis. Ken, we've only got a few minutes left. Let's talk about Air Force Reserve Command. What's your job now, and what does Reserve Command do?
Okay, my job within the Air Force Reserve Command is we provide combat-ready forces. We have 70,000 people in the command. About 30% of those are full-time, and the entire rest of them are part-time. Every single one of those are deployable assets, meaning they can get mobilized and go out and do the mission at any given time. We train to the same standards as active duty, so we can get a phone call and be out the door just like we are with Harvey right now. And my job in particular is really to make sure those folks are ready to go. So we go out with teams and make sure that we give them the oversight, that we give those units the resources and the people and the policies, if you will, that enable them to be ready at the drop of a hat when the president or the commanders call.
And I would suspect that just about every Air Force job that exists, you've got somebody like that in the reserves. It's not just one flying or just maintenance or just anything. It's a pretty good cross-section of the whole Air Force. Is that a safe bet?
We sure do. We are in every mission the Air Force has except for the U-2 and the ballistic missiles, believe it or not. And then we have some that the Air Force isn't in. So along with the space security, cyber, the ISR, reconnaissance type stuff, and air superiority, those kind of things, we also have the spray mission. When there was a mess out in the Gulf several years back, those are the airplanes that sprayed stuff to try to break up the oils. We have the weather birds. We're the only entity out there in the military that goes through the hurricanes and takes measurements and sends them back to NOAA so that we can predict the winds and the movement and try to protect lives there.
Don't ever ask me to join that group. I salute them, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't really want to fly through thunderstorms, let alone a whole hurricane. That just doesn't sound like a lot of fun. But those guys are pretty dedicated and very good at what they do and help this nation out quite a bit.
So as a bottom line then, our Air Force Reserve is mostly people who are part-time military, Air Force, and they're trained and ready to rock when our country needs them. Is that a fair summary?
That is a very fair summary. These are your doctors, lawyers, plumbers, teachers, small business owners that give up. We say 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the year, but I can tell you our air crew are giving up 6 to 10 days a month at times. And our folks are deploying about every 15 months or so, no matter what they do. And so we like to say when the active duty gets called and go, we know about it. But when the reserve get called up and go, communities feel it.
Yes, sir.
Because we're so integrated with them.
Ken, we're out of time, but take a minute and tell our listeners if they're interested in joining or learning more about the Air Force Reserve, how can they do it?
Yeah, certainly. Any Air Force recruiter out there can help you, and we have our reserve recruiters as well. Please give them a shout. It's a great opportunity for anybody to go out, see the world, learn a trade, and meet some incredibly good people.
Amen. Ken, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. Take good care of our Air Force Reserve Command. Our country needs you.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, it's time to meet the West Point football coach, Jeff Munkin. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups, all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow, then take a break, and then do 20 more, then stand at ease but stay in the area. I'll be right back. Spartan Nash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember. As a national partner with Honor and Remember, Spartan Nash is deeply committed to never forgetting those who paid the ultimate price in service to our country.
The flag serves as a symbol of remembrance, and Spartan Nash flies the Honor and Remember flag at all of our facilities. The flag artwork is on our fleet of tractor trailers, which travel 50 million miles each year.
Learn more at honorandremember.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions making the formal announcement that the Trump administration will be ending the DACA program after a six-month delay. The Attorney General said the action by the Obama administration was contrary to federal law, and this will give Congress an opportunity to change the law in a proper manner.
This will enable the Department of Homeland Security to conduct an orderly change and fulfill the desire of this administration to create a time period for Congress to act, should it so choose.
Florida Governor Rick Scott activating 100 members of the National Guard as Hurricane Irma threatens the state. Scott's decision to do so comes as Hurricane Irma could possibly hit Florida. Scott said the Guard members will be helping prepare for Hurricane Irma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation in uniform, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. And it's an honor to welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom West Point's great coach, Jeff Munkin, and welcome our football co-host, Quentin Roberts. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Guys, we're glad to be with you. Thank you.
And Quentin, thank you for coming back to work again today.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Coach, my wife and I went to the Army-Navy game on our honeymoon in 1966, and I saw Army win for the first time. I'm class 64. We didn't win at all while I was there. We didn't go to an Army-Navy game again till our 50th anniversary last November when you led Army into beating Navy. So we've only been twice, and we've seen Army beat Navy twice. All my classmates have told me that Marilyn and I must attend all future games, and we already have our tickets for this year. So I want you to know you're going to win this year.
I'm glad to know that. I'm not superstitious. But, any good luck charm's okay with us.
Hey, we'll be there. We'll be cheering.
Gwen? Well, Coach, it's really great to have you on. I know you're coming off of an 8-5 season, as we talked about. You beat Navy last year. You went to a bowl game. With that kind of success, the temperature of the program must be in a pretty positive direction in this fall.
I hope we're going in a positive direction. We're still trying to get better. There's a lot we need to do to improve the program and as a team. And I was proud of our guys. Last year we had a really fast start, 3-0 to start the year, and had a tragedy in our program, which was just an emotional setback for everybody. And frankly, it was a really rocky middle of the season. It was tough, and we found ourselves there 5-5 at one point, and managed to win 3 in a row to finish the season, which was a really, really strong finish. And that's what made me most proud, is just the resiliency of the team and the guys continuing to battle, and hopefully that gave us some confidence going into this year. But we got a different team, we got different leaders, and so a lot that we've got to do to come together here in the next couple of weeks to get ready for this stretch here of the 8 in a row.
Well, that resiliency you talk about is so emblematic of really all of, I think, our service academy young men and then the women who aren't even on the football field as well, and what makes them such tremendous men and women when they go on to become officers in our armed forces. And as you come back this year, how do you keep the team motivated towards wanting more and reaching even higher?
Hopefully they're not satisfied, and certainly I'm not. We lost 5 times last year, and we lost more than a couple of times. Then they were close games, and games that felt like we had an opportunity to win, and we didn't do it. So hopefully our guys see, you know, that as a challenge and want to come back and play better this fall and improve and get better individually, and hopefully that's going to help us improve as a team.
Tell us about how Ahmad Bradshaw, he's starting at least most of the games. He's a senior now going into his third year. How is he looking this year in the offense as a whole, and then the defense where you lost some personnel? I think they were ranked number 4 in the country last year. Awesome defense. How they're shaping up going into this fall and into the Fordham game?
Ahmad's done a really good job throughout the off season with leadership. He was voted as a captain by his teammates. Just having the experience in leading our offense through the season last year and having some success, I think, helps our whole football team. It should help his confidence. I think our offense is a confident unit when he's in there. We're trying to stay healthy right now. We've got 5 of our top 10 offensive linemen, so guys in the 2 deep, are out of practice right now, and it's a little unnerving to to see guys with experience, which it's really the first time since I've been here that we feel like we've got a veteran offensive line, guys that have played, but we're not healthy. So if we can get them healthy, I think that'll help our offense go. And on defense, we do have to replace some important pieces there, losing the two inside linebackers, Timpf and King, losing Moss in the secondary. And frankly, feeling the loss of Brandon Jackson, who'd be a junior for us right now. And we lost him tragically last year early in the season. And Marcus Hyatt had knee surgery in the off season, and then was sick this past spring and won't be playing this fall. We expect to get him back, but won't play this fall. So that's a good chunk of our defense, guys we counted on that won't be returning. But you know, there's still some familiar names. John Voight, who's the defensive team captain, Aukerman and Brinson at the outside linebackers, Ryan England, who's starting for his fourth year in a row. And all those guys are back. So hopefully that nucleus will help us, again, be strong on defense. Jay Bateman, our defense coordinator, did a great job last year, as did our kids and the staff and executing. And we're going to need to play good defense, and hopefully that trend will continue for us.
Well, Coach, those names are, you're right, the ones that you lost and the replacements are going to be some players to really look out for this year, where I think, again, the needle's pointed upwards on the program. Congratulations to you. And if there's one other thing I want to ask you, is can you tell us to get inside of the lives of the cadets a little bit, one of the summer programs that they were able to take that really distinguishes what a service academy is about in the summer for a football player there versus another school?
Well, there's no experience that's anything close to what our guys do in the summer. And any school, of the 128 schools that play at this level, 127 of them are different. And frankly, just the summer training, the military training that they do to prepare them for their life as officers is challenging. It's fun. It's physically taxing. You know, they're not just doing an internship somewhere watching somebody else work. They're out there doing it. And a very small percentage of our graduates are going to go infantry. Actually, about 20% will go infantry, which in the whole grand scheme of things is really, as I guess you look at it, not a lot. But everything that we do in the Army supports the infantry. So everybody learns what it's like to be in the infantry and learn those ideals of teamwork and just everything that you do starting out as a young officer in the United States Army. So it's great training. It's a great opportunity for our guys to get out there and experience it and learn from other officers and learn from other soldiers. So every one of our players and every one of our students does that in the summer at some point in their career. And then there are other summers where they have a chance to go and kind of be embedded with different units, whether it be Fort Bragg or Fort Sill, or around the globe, to really see what life is like as a military officer and the things that they're doing. So it's intense training, but it's something that our guys look forward to, and because they're excited about their careers and the opportunities that they'll have to lead. So they get to do those things in the summer, but it's taxing physically. It takes its toll, and we're glad that we get some time before preseason training camp, like we did again this year, 6 to 7 weeks to kind of get our guys back in shape and in great health for camp. So it's pretty interesting, and we could talk for hours about the kinds of things that they're doing.
It sounds good, Coach. Hey, hopefully we'll see you at one of the games this year. We're going to try to get out to one. So all the best to you and the team this year.
Thank you, Coach, for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your service to our military academy.
Thank you, guys, okay. And have a great year, and thanks for the opportunity. Beat Navy.
Troops, all three academies play their first game this weekend. We'll discuss those games at this point in the show next weekend. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights, 50 pounds should do, and do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, if you want to learn more about the wonderful things at the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact does for our troops and others who have traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress, maybe someone you know, well, check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send me your thoughts to Denny at FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or do it on Facebook. Skip, what's first?
Pete from Oklahoma wrote that you keep talking about the Eisenhower Center and what they do. What makes them different than other places that help people with problems?
Well, Pete, they're cutting edge in their treatment, and they really have the money issue under control. They can keep the cost way down without a negative impact on the healing. And they will deal with the insurance and other support groups for you. You don't have to do it. And if you're active duty military, a military veteran, a professional athlete, or a first responder, they'll serve you regardless of money. These folks really just want to help hurting people.
Carol wants to know if you have ever changed your mind about appropriate roles for women in the military. You seem to support women in the military now.
Carol, yes, my opinions have changed. Some of the changes have been from rethinking about why it might make a difference if a man or woman does a job. The second has been technology change. A woman can drive a big truck as well as a man, as long as we have power starters, power steering and brakes, power lifts for loading, which we do now, but we haven't always had. So, yes, there are jobs women can do now, and I support letting them do them. You know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about a story one of my West Point classmates told about a flight on a helicopter in Vietnam. Here's my friend's story. In the spring of 1968, I was the S-2 of an armored cavalry squadron that was operating in the 25th Infantry Division area. On the second night we were there, a 25th Infantry Division officer came to our operations center and asked to see me. He explained that the division had a policy of helping intelligence staff officers, that's what Mike was, to learn the area they were operating in. He explained that an OH-6A scout helicopter would fly in and pick me up. I was excited because I'd never ridden in an OH-6A. The next morning, I was picked up by a nice young pilot and flown to a helo base where I was shown a map of our operating area and given a safety briefing. After I was strapped into the left seat of the helo, the pilot started the engine. The crew chief came up to my side of the helo, yelled at me to hold out my left hand. He then put a white phosphorus hand grenade in it. A white phosphorus hand grenade is a very dangerous weapon. Then, to my horror, he pulled the pin. I was now holding a live WP hand grenade. The pilot explained to me that while we were flying, if he saw enemy activity, he would tell me to drop the grenade, and then he would direct some gunships flying above us to where the enemy activity was relative to the cloud of smoke, because WP grenades put out smoke too. We took off, and that damn grenade started getting heavy. About 15 minutes later, the pilot scared the out of me by dropping down and flying right above the waterline in a canal. He explained we were looking for signs of boat crossings and small boats hidden along the canals. That damn grenade kept getting heavier and heavier. Finally, the pilots had to drop the grenade, and after I did, he pulled the helo up very fast and circled back to where the smoke was. I heard him talking to gunship pilots about what he saw. The first gunship came in and fired his rockets. What a sight! The second one made a rocket firing pass. I was impressed with the coordination between the scout pilot and the gunship pilot. Oh, and I turned down another opportunity to fly with the scout helo while holding a live WP hand grenade. A man can only stand so much fun.
Colonel, I got to wonder, why did he pull the pin?
So that he could just drop it as soon as the pilot said, drop it.
Well, yeah, but you know how to hold a pin or pull a pin, right?
But it takes longer to reach over, pull the pin.
And I think he was just messing with you.
Well, it wasn't me. But yes, that very well may have been the issue. But it certainly scared the hoo-hoo out of my buddy.
Yeah.
And I think there was some wisdom in having the hoo-hoo scared out of him because that's a dangerous thing to do. Okay, now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 4 September 1940, the American destroyer Greer became the first U.S. vessel fired on in World War II when a German sub aimed a few torpedoes at it, sparking heightened tensions between Germany and the U.S.
You know, that was well over a year before Pearl Harbor. So Germany was trying to get America into the war. I don't understand that, but stranger things have happened in wartime than somebody shooting at somebody they shouldn't have.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like that would be in their best – well, it wasn't in their best interest, but hindsight's 20/20, right?
Much better than foresight. On 8 September 1945, at the end of World War II, American troops arrived in Korea to partition the country. U.S. troops landed in Korea to begin their post-war occupation of the southern part of the nation – almost exactly 1 month after Soviet troops entered northern Korea to begin their own occupation. Although the U.S. and Soviet occupations were supposed to be temporary, the division of Korea quickly became permanent.
And again, Korea is in the news. It's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it, Colonel?
It sure does. It didn't go away. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America time. Are you quiet and shy today, or are you going to have something for us?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, when a Pennsylvania man heard his front door being kicked in early one June morning, followed by his wife's screams, he grabbed his handgun and went to investigate. Downstairs, he saw a stranger armed with a piece of wood. As the intruder lunged towards the armed homeowner with a wood raised in a threatening manner, the resident fired and the man collapsed. The homeowner's wife called 911. The suspect was taken to a hospital where he was being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. He faces charges of burglary, simple assault, and criminal mischief.
Thanks, Colonel. Every homeowner's nightmare is a home invasion. Statistically, they occur most often between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. This is because the greatest fear of burglars is to be shot by an armed homeowner. That's why they prefer to break in while people are at work. So, when a home invasion occurs at night while you are home, you should assume one of two things. Either the burglar is very stupid, or he is armed, determined, and ready to use deadly force. And the latter was certainly the case in this story. In this story, the homeowner was alerted by the sound of his front door being kicked in. The simplest and most common method for gaining entry is by crashing through the front door. According to FBI crime stats, this occurs in 34% of all home invasions. 22% of the time, they crash through the back door. That's why it's extremely important that your first floor doors are secure. Always keep them locked and deadbolted, but that's not enough. On average, it takes 5 seconds to kick down the front door to most houses. It doesn't matter whether it's made of wood or solid steel because it's the door frame around the door which usually breaks away first. I highly recommend you strengthen the door frame around your door by doubling up on the 2x4 frame. Also install a solid steel security door with 4 hinges instead of only 3. With a double 2x4 frame, you can then secure it using 3-inch screws instead of the normal 1-inch screws. Even after this precaution, they'll still get through the front door, but instead of 5 seconds, it will take triple that time and cause them to make a lot of noise coming in. The important thing is this, that you are awake and able to protect yourself. You'll need about 15 seconds to get armed, behind cover, and ready to ambush the intruder when he comes at you. For more details on how to harden your home against crime, go to Amazon.com and check out Matt Canovey's book, Real Secrets of Home and Personal Defense.
I've never had a home invasion in my home, but I certainly would not take it nicely. I'm not sure I'd ever stop shooting.
And knock on wood.
Amen, bro. Our book giveaway this week is Red Teaming by Bryce Hoffman. The subtitle is The Revolutionary Program That Is Transforming the Military. To get in the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com and put Red Teaming in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Dr. Michael Swickert will join us to discuss our nation's imperfect historical leaders and why it's stupid to take down a statue because the person was imperfect. We'll also talk with Kathy Mahoney, who runs MDV for Spartan Nash. MDV is the major provider to all military commissaries. And we'll talk with Army vet Ken Bloomfield, who was at the World Trade Center on 9/11/2001.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And a few of your friends at Guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show. Hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Frontlines of Freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions making the formal announcement that the Trump administration will be ending the DACA program after a six-month delay. The Attorney General said the action by the Obama administration was contrary to federal law, and this will give Congress an opportunity to change the law in a proper manner.
This will enable the Department of Homeland Security to conduct an orderly change and fulfill the desire of this administration to create a time period for Congress to act, should it so choose.
Florida Governor Rick Scott activating 100 members of the National Guard as Hurricane Irma threatens the state. Scott's decision to do so comes as Hurricane Irma could possibly hit Florida. Scott said the Guard members will be helping prepare for Hurricane Irma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit HurricaneHarveyAid.org. That's HurricaneHarveyAid.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
When 175-mile-an-hour winds located a few hundred miles east of the Leeward Islands, moving off to the west or slightly north of west now at about 14 miles an hour.
An update from forecasters on potentially catastrophic Hurricane Irma, the path currently crossing through the Caribbean.
Hurricane warnings in effect for the British and U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as Puerto Rico. The storm will take a track just off to the north of those islands during the next 24 to 36 hours.
The mayor of Houston says the city will be open for business today, less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Harvey brought the worst flooding the region's ever seen. Mayor Sylvester Turner says people shouldn't change their plans to attend a conference, take in a concert, or go to a sporting event. Turner told CBS News the airport is open, the water systems are working, and the electrical grid is in good shape. However, many people still can't get into their homes. Some streets are still flooded. Others are lined up with flood debris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Just minutes after the Trump administration announced they were ending the DACA program, anti-Trump protesters flooded the streets in front of Trump Tower. Scott Pringle on the scene.
Well, it was just after the announcement, a herd of protesters flooded Fifth Avenue in front of Trump's building here, jamming traffic.
And we're here to demand attention that everyone, no matter where you're born, deserves respect, dignity, and permanent protection.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest.
Now, most did clear, but